Chav Gimel and Beis, the last of the thin lines towards the bottom of the Amud. The Mishnah tells us amongst the list of those oils that are disqualified for Hadlokas near Shabbos, it says, V'lo b'shemen sreifa. My shemen sreifa. Amar Rabba, shemen shel truma shenitma. So the Gemara is going to clarify this, but basically we're talking about truma that became tameh. And the halacha is that you have to burn the truma. We'll see why, Mr. Shem, as we go along. V'amai korol e shemen sreifa hoil ula sreifa omed. The reason why shemen of truma shenitma is called shemen sreifa is because once it's asur b'achila, then we have to burn it. Now, we're going to assume, based on Rashi, Dibra Maskel Shem Mitzvah, that we're talking about a Drabbanon here. Meaning, on a Doraisa level, there's an Isra Achila of Truma Tmeya. There's no Mitzvah of Sreifa. The Drabbanon requires Sreifa because we're afraid that if we leave the Truma around, somebody may come to eat it. Later, Mirtz Hashem will see in Tosvis, on the next Omud, that he has one day according to which Shemen Sreifa, meaning Truma Shenitmeis, has to be burnt, and that's a mitzvah d'oraisa. So the Gemara now asks the following question. Ubishabis my time alo. What's the reason that we can't light Ner Shabbos with Truma Shenitmeis? In other words, let's allow the burning of the Truma as a Ner Shabbos, and he's allowed to get benefit from the R, from the light of the Ner Shabbos, even though it's Truma Shenitmeis, because Truma Shenitmeis is not Osir Ba'anah. In fact, the Gemara later on in Daf Chaf Hei is going to derive from Sukkim that the Kohanim are allowed to benefit from Truma Tmeya B'Shas Bi'ura while it's going up in smoke. They could use the fire for their own benefit. So why not use Vener Shabbos? And the Gemara answers, Mitoch Shemitzvah Olav Levaro Gzera Shemiyata. Now this is really interesting. The Gzera Shemiyata only applied until this point with regard to oils and wicks that were inferior in nature. They weren't holding the flame, and he might be tempted to tip the oil. Now we're talking about something, oil, which is in perfectly good shape as far as oil is concerned. The flame is going up beautifully, and yet all of a sudden there's a Gzera Shemiyata. Why? And the answer is, says the Gemara, because mitzvah olav levaro. Since there's a mitzvah, again, the Chachomim say that you have to burn it, and therefore we're afraid that in his excitement or his passionate involvement in fulfilling this mitzvah, he wants to make sure the mitzvah is fulfilled as soon as possible. So because of his involvement in the mitzvah, he may come to be mata the ner, which is really interesting when you think about it. It's almost a paradox. You know, because of the mitzvah, he may come to violate the Meleches Havara on Shabbos. And that's called Gzera Shemiyata because he wants the Shemen to burn fast, quickly, so that he could be Mekayim the Mitzvah Bezrizus as soon as possible. The Gemara is not happy with this. Omer le'Abaye elameyata, if that be the case, b'yontif lishtere. On Yontif, where there's no fear of Shemiyata, because even if he does this Hatoya, he's allowed to do so. There's no Isra Avar on Yontif. And that's based on the halacha of mitoch, which has to do with melechus ochel nefesh. But in any event, havar is mutter on yontif. It's not one of those melechus that were prohibited on yontif. So what's the gzera on yontif? Aloma tanan, why we find in the Mishnah later on in Daf Chav Dalet Amid Beis, it says, Ein madlikim shemen sreifa biyontif. We cannot use shemen sreifa on yontif at all. And why not? I mean, there's no Isur and Hatoya. So the Gemara answers that you're right. The reason for the Isur Hadlaka in Shemen Sreifa B'Shabbos is because of Gzeir of Shemayata, Kedei Lemayer Bi'uro, as we said, to speed up the process of Bi'ur, which is the mitzvah of Bi'ur Shemen Sreifa. The reason why we can't do this on Yontif, says the Gemara, is Gzeir Yontif Atu Shabbos. In other words, if we're going to allow the lighting of Shemen Sreifa on Yontif, then he may come to be madlik on Shabbos. in his mind, there's an equation between Shabbos and Yontif. Tosis points out this is not even a gzera, because Shabbos and Yontif sort of go together as one. So since on Shabbos there's a chashash of Shemiyata, therefore on Yontif, if we allow him to use the Shemin Sreifa, he may come to confuse that with Shabbos, and on Shabbos he'll use the Shemin Sreifa. Now the question is, if that be the case, then why don't we say that all inferior oils and wicks, which you're not allowed to use on Shabbos for an Er Shabbos Koshemiyata, maybe that should apply on Yontif as well. And we never found that on Yontif there were standards and restrictions on which oils and wicks he's allowed to use or which he's not allowed to use. In other words, what are you telling me? On Yontif, you know, he could use these inferior oils. Well, he might come to be Mata. So what? We don't care about Shemiyata because you're allowed to be Mata, Hatoya, and Avara's Mutter on Yontif. Well, aren't you going to be afraid? Why aren't you afraid that we confuse Yontif with Shabbos? It'll come to use these same inferior Shmonim on Shabbos itself. So there's a very strange piece of Gemara over here. The Gemara is saying that this Gzera only applies to Shemen Sreifa, but it doesn't apply to all the other Shmonim and Psilos that are disqualified in Shabbos because of Shemen Yata. Those are kosher even on are those kosher on Yontif? Because again, there's no issue of Shemen Yata, but what about the issue of confusing Shabbos and Yontif? So if you take a look at Tosis, Dibra Masel Gzera, he basically presents the following thesis. He says that that we're not going to come to a confusion between Yontif and Shabbos as far as these Shmonim are concerned during a regular Shmonim and Psilos that are disqualified, because everybody knows that Hatoya is Mutter on Yontif and there's no Isar Avara. That's well known to everybody. Everybody knows on the other hand that Hatoya and Havara is Asar on Shabbos, and therefore there's no Chashash that if you allow him to light with these inferior oils on Yontif, he'll say, well, you see, we're not worried about Atoya, and therefore we'll be matured on Shabbos. We would never jump to that conclusion, because we know on Yontif there's no Isra Atoya, and you're allowed to do Avara, and on Shabbos not. But when it comes to the Isra Shemen, of Hadloka B'Shemen Sreifa, here, you know what? The Shemen is Nimshach Heitev, it's a perfectly good quality oil. The flame is perfect. The Rabbanon are afraid that because he's so Mizdares, he's so passionately dedicated to fulfill this mitzvah beer as soon as he can, he'll come to be Mata the Ner. But not everybody knows that. You know, they don't understand that, well, there's a reason why on Yontif we should be more lenient. You know, in the case of other Shmonim and Psilos that are Chulin and that are inferior quality, everybody knows the reason why we were more liberal and permissive with regard to Yontif is because there's no Atoya. But in the case of the Shemen Sreifa, here, nobody really knows why this Shemen Sreifa should be also. You know, this whole svara that he'll be Mizdares, Bekir Mitzvah, come to do Atoya, people are not aware of that logic and that reasoning. And therefore, they don't see really the difference between Shabbos and Yontif, because they're not operating with the assumption that, well, this Shemen is prohibited because of Shemiyata, and therefore it has no application to Yontif, and any Aterim on Yontif should not be applied to Shabbos. They don't realize that. They don't know that there's any reason whatsoever to be Mechalik between Shabbos and Yontif. So if they see that there was a Kula, and you're allowed to use Shemen, Shemen Sreifa on Yontif, they'll assume that you're allowed to use Shemen Sreifa on Shabbos as well, because there's no Chashash Shemen Yata insofar as the Shemen is a superior quality Shemen. Little do they know that the Chachamim were afraid of Shemen Yata Dafka in this perfectly good Shemen quality wise, because it's Shemen Sreifa and people are involved in the mitzvah. and they're so dedicated, lizdaris lahaktim, you know, it's hadlaka, lakadim is hadlaka, that they would come to Shemayat. So ad kana kofa aleph, this is the first approach to understand our Mishnah. The advantage to this approach is that then we take our Mishnah literally as referring to Shabbos. And because of Shabbos and Shemayata, therefore the Chachamim made exer and they prohibited using Shemen Sreifa. Now we get to Hakofa Beis, and this is Rav Chisda, who totally reinterprets our Mishnah. He says, L'Shemayata lo chayshin. He's not afraid that because you're dedicated and involved in the mitzvah of Sreifas, Shemen, Truma, Shenitmeis, therefore you're going to come to Atoya to speed up the process. That's not an issue. So then what is the issue? Why does it say V'lo B'Shem and Sreifa? The answer is V'lo B'Shem and Sreifa is not an issue of Shabbos. As far as Shabbos is concerned, we're not worried about Shemayata. And to use the Ner, to use a Shem and Sreifa for Ner Shabbos would be perfectly okay, perfectly acceptable. As we said, we're allowed to have Hanor from the Or. And there's no Gzeirah Shemayata Elohacha, but what are we dealing with? We're dealing with Yontif. What do I mean with Yontif? The Yontif Shechalios Erev Shabbos Askinon. So Yontif falls out on a Friday, and now he's going to light the Ner Shabbos on Friday, as he does every Erev Shabbos, but that Friday happens to be Yontif. And now, by lighting a Shemen Sreifa, meaning a Truma Shenitmeis on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, which is now Yontif, he's going to violate Yontif. Then the whole Isser is about Yontif. So again, a normal Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, you can use Shemen Sreifa, and that's kosher for Adlaka, because it's a perfectly good Shemen, and there's no chash of Shemayata, despite the fact that there's a mitzvah of Sreifa. But this particular Erev Shabbos that the Mishnah is referring to is a Yontif. And on Yontif, we're not allowed to light with Shemen Sreif. And why not? And the answer is, Lefi Shein Sofren Kodshim B'Yontif. Because the Gemara later on is going to darshan, derive from Psukim, that we don't burn Kodshim Psulim on Yontif. That burning Kodshim Psulim, and now Truma Nishanitmes comes under that same rubric, is prohibited on Yontif. That is a violation of Yontif. And this despite the fact that he could benefit from the Birur, Bishas Birur, nevertheless there's a separate Iser with regard to Sreifas Kodshim Psulim, with regard to Truma Shenitmes, that's a Yontif Iser. So our Mishnah is talking about an Iser on Yontif. So the Gemara asks the following kasha on Rav Chisda, V'amidiktoni seifa, ein madlikim v'shem in seifa b'yontiv, michal d'reisha lav b'yontiv haskinon. Now, let's allow for the next Mishnah to present this Isur of burning Shem and Sreif on Yontif. That's where it's going to appear in the Mishnah. Why would the Mishnah here have to, preview what we're going to get in the next Mishnah? Michlal says the Gemara Dereisha Lav B'Yontif Askinon. It means that our Mishnah here is not talking about Yontif, it's talking about Shabbos. There's no need for the Mishnah to repeat itself twice. On Rav Chanina Misura, he applies the methodology here of Ma Tam Ka'omar. That the Mishnah here says it in a very very hidden, clandestine way. It just says, "Ain, lo b'shem and sreif." It doesn't tell you, doesn't give you a clue as to why. The next mission is going to supply the reasoning for it, the ma'atam. What is the nature and the reason that underlies this Isur of lahadlik shem and sreif b'yontif? And the answer is, because l'fish ain't sorfim kodshim b'yontif. That we don't burn Kodshim Psulim on Yontif. Shemin Sreifa is just another example of Kodshim Psulim, one specific subcategory, and that's the nature of the Isur. Now, if you're applying this rule of Matam, then you understand that our Mishnah, which says, Ein Madlikim Shemin Sreifa, is talking about Yontif. And the proof is because the Mishnah explains itself by saying, Ein Madlikim Shemin Sreifa B'Yontif. What do you mean Yontif? We're talking about Erev Shabbos. The answer is we're talking about Erev Shabbos Shechalios B'Yontif, or Yontif Shechalios B'Erev Shabbos. Tanya Kavosi Rav Chisda. The Gemara now here on the top of Chav Talad Amin Aleph has a brisa to support Rav Chisda. And it says, "Kol elu, all the wicks and oil, sha'amru she'ein chacham ein madlika ben b'shavs chacham, say that these are inferior oils and wicks, and we're afraid of shemayata madlika ben b'yontif. There's no reason why we shouldn't be madlik them on yontif. We're not afraid of hatoya saner. And as we said before, we're not afraid that if we allow them to use these shmonim on yontif, he'll come to use them on Shabbos. He realizes the difference between Shabbos and yontif." And it goes without saying, of course, that those oils and wicks that are kosher for Shabbos certainly are kosher for Yontif. But there's going to be one oil which, although it's kosher for Ner Shabbos, in a case where Erev Shabbos falls out on Chol, on Yontif, it's going to be osur. Chutz mi shemen sreifel, if yishein sorfen kosher v'yontif. So we're talking about Yontif, and that's going to generate the isur of hadlaka b'shemen sreifel. And that's going to apply in a case where Yontif falls on Erev Shabbos, and then you won't be able to use Shemen Sreif for the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos, only because it happens to be Yontif. If it's not Yontif, it's Mutter, there's no Gzeir of Shemayata. And on a Yontif, we can use all the different Shemonim, but we can't use Shemen Sreif on Yontif, and the reason for that is because Ein Sarfen Kodshim Psulim B'Yontif. So it comes out, just to summarize, all shmonim that are osur b'hadlaka on Erev Shabbos for the purpose of Shabbos are kosher for Yontif itself. And it goes without saying, as we said before, those that are kosher for Shabbos are certainly kosher for Yontif. But Shemen Sreifa, even though it's kosher for Shabbos, paradoxically, we're more machmer on Yontif because of the Isur of Sreifas Kodshim b'Yontif. Now, if he would be madlik a ner on Erev Yontif, and it's a Shemen Sreifa, then what's the Iser of Sreifas Kodshim if it just gets burnt by itself? And it would seem that there is no Iser here. The Iser is the Maisad Loka, not the fact that you set it up that the Shemen would be burnt on Yontif. So if you want to light Shemen Sreif on Erev Yontif, there would be no Iser, even though it's Mizbayer B'Yontif. However, there is one Shita of Rabbeinu Yehonasan Miloniel, and it's quoted by the Ran apparently, and that Shita is that you're not allowed to be madlik ner yontif b'shemen sreifa even on Erev Yontif. And the reason for that is because we're afraid that he may come to light to add some extra shemen. And he might even add Shemen Sreifa on Yontif itself. And now we're up to the sugya of Chanukah again. Iboilu, but here the aspects of Tefillah and Berkas HaMazon in relationship to Chanukah. Iboilu, the Gemara presents the following suffix. Ma'ula Hazkir Shal Chanukah, meaning Al Anisim, Berkas HaMazon. You know, we're so used to this, we don't realize that in the Gemara it was really a suffix. And in fact, the Gemara doesn't really come to any definite conclusion. What are the tzadei suffix here? What's it sad to say that, let's say, Chanukah is different than Shabbos or Yontif? On Shabbos we say Ritzayin benching. On Yontif we recite Yalavi Yova. Why shouldn't we say Al Anisim in benching? So the Gemara presents it as follows. Kevan de midrabanan hu, since Chanukah is only drabanan, lo mad kirina, we don't mention al anisim. That's the first. Sado dilma, shall we say, mishum pirsume nisim mad kirinan. Here we have another opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah of pirsum anes by reciting al anisim in Birkas HaMazon. Tosis tivra maskel mau adds the comment that betfila pshita le demaske, there was no suffix in the Gemara about adding al anisim to tefila. And Tosis tells, what's the difference between tefila
and Birkas Hamazon, and Tefillah was Poshut, and in Birkas Hamazon was a Sofek, the Tefillah B'Tziburhu, because Tefillah has an element of Tzibur to it. There's no element of Tzibur in any parallel in Birkas Hamazon. V'Ika Persume Nisa. Whenever there's a Tzibur, you can talk about a Kiyum of Persumanes. The Alan Nisim will be read publicly. Aval Birkas Hamazon Shebebayis, Leka Persume Kulei Hai. So maybe you could say that the Persumanes in Birkas Hamazon is only vis-a-vis the Mavarech himself, and is that called Persumanes? Or Persumanes requires actual public publicity. You could also add that Birkas Hamazon does lend itself to some element of Pirsum in the case of Zimun, and certainly in the case of Zimun Basara. In any event, the Gemara mentions a different Svara here, that Birkas Hamazon is Doraisa, whereas Hanukkah is only Drabanan, and it would seem that Tefillah might be Doraisa. Okay, that's a gigantic machlokus Rishonim, but the Gemara seems to assume that the tzad to say that we would not add Al-Anisim to Birkas Hamazon because it's Drabanan, because Hanukkah is Drabanan. And on the contrary, the tzad to add Al-Anisim to Birkas Hamazon on Hanukkah is because of Persumanes. To fit that in with Tosa is a little problem, because Tosa says in Tefillah the Gemara had no suffix because of the element of Persumanes. Well, the only tzad that the Gemara has weighing in favor of adding Al-Anisim to Birkas Hamazon on Hanukkah is Persumanes. The Gemara doesn't seem to have any doubts about Persumanes. Very strange. Now, what about Purim? The Gemara doesn't have any suffix here about Purim. It seems like Al-Anisim and Birkas Hamazon on Purim was upgaret, was assumed. And maybe that has to do with the Chiyuv Suda on Purim. I would also raise the fine question, according to what we saw in Tosus, what would be if I'm davening B'Yechidus on Hanukkah? Would the same suffix that we have with Birkas Hamazon apply to Tefillah, whether I should add Al-Anisim in my private Shmon Esrei? At least if I'm davening in a minyan, then all of us, each of every one of us, is davening b'tzibur. I don't know. Again, it's not simple to orchestrate Pirsum HaNes if everyone's davening there's still a Shmon Esrei, right? But it's a kiyum of tzibur. But lo yitzur, I'm davening in my own house. There's no kiyum tzibur, so you're gonna have to say a kind of a low plug. And they established Al-Anisim in Tefillah, and that's it. Doesn't matter whether you're davening with a tzibur or by yourself. The Gemara tries to be poshut this suffix by quoting Omar Rava, Omar Rav Schoram, Rav Huna, Eino Mazkir. That there's no obligation to mention Al-Anisim in Birkas Hamazon and Chanukah. V'im Bala Haskev, if he decides on his own initiative that he wants to mention Al-Anisim, then Mazkir Bahudah, he should integrate it into the Birkas Nodelecha, the Birkas Ha'aretz, the second bracha, which is called Nodelecha. Nodelecha means Hodah. Nodelecha means we give you and express thanks. And we shouldn't think that by adding Al-Anisim we're changing the Matbe of Birkas Hamazon and it would be a hefsek and it would be also no. We're allowed to do this, although we're not required to do this. That's what Rava tells us right here. The Meiri here, Afanard, adds a comment, and he says that nowadays we have the minug to recite Al-Anisim in benching on Hanukkah, and therefore it becomes like a chovah that we've accepted upon ourselves. The Rambam also comes to the same conclusion in Perek Beis Milchus Brachos, and that's how it's codified in Shulchan Aruch, Arachaim, Simon Tov Reish, Pei Beis, Tzorach Lahazkir, Hanukkah, meaning Al-Anisim, Bebirkas Hamazon. Now the Gemara tells us a story in this context. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Ikla Lebei Rava. So Rav Huna Bar Yehuda was at the home of Rava during Hanukkah, and when Rav Huna recited Birkas Hamazon Savar, he thought Lad Kure to mention Al-Anisim, but not in Birkas Hodah Nodelcha, but rather Bebone Yerushalayim. And apparently Rav Huna was of the opinion that just like we add Yalav Yovo, for example, on Rosh Chodesh, on Yontif into Boni Yerushalayim, that's the place for adding Azkaros, and therefore we should add Alanisim in Boni Yerushalayim. Amalahu, now here there's a Girsa problem, it probably should say Rava, that, you know what, the right place to mention Alanisim Birkas Amazon is Kitfila. It should be parallel to Tfila, Mat Tfila Behoda, Af Birkas Amazon Behoda. Just like in Tfila, we integrate Alanisim to the Brach of Hoda, which is Modim Anachnu Lach. And after we say Modim Anachnu Lach, we add Alanisim. Is so too in Birkas Amazon, the parallel in Birkas Amazon to Modim Anachnu Lach of Hodah and Tfila is the Hodah of Nodelecha, and that's the appropriate place. You know, you might be able to add another element here of emphasis, that the recitation, the addition of Yalav Yovo is appropriate for Boni Yerushalayim, because Yalav Yovo is all about Aliyah L'Regel, bring Karbonos. It's appropriate to integrate that into Boni Yerushalayim, into our recitation of God, the majesty of God. He builds and rebuilds Yerushalayim. But in the case of Alanisim, there's no mention of Yerushalayim at all, or any Karbon. There are no Karbonos on Chanukah, for that matter on Purim. And therefore it makes sense that we should find a different place other than Boni Yerushalayim for Alanisim. Now, once the Gemara touches on the question of Azkara on Chanukah, Azkara's Chanukah of Alanisim and Birkas Amazon, the Gemara wants to know, what about Azkara on Rosh Chodesh and Birkas Amazon? Ibo'ilahu ma'ula hazkir Rosh Chodesh b'Birkas Amazon. And now we're jumping over to Yalav Yovo. Now, as we have Yalav Yovo in Tefillah, should we also have Yalav Yovo on Rosh Chodesh in benching? And perhaps in Tefillah was Pashut, because if on Chanukah, which is only a Takonis Chachamim, it was Pshita that we mentioned Chanukah al Anisim in Tefillah, how much more so in the case of Rosh Chodesh, which is Doraisa? But what about Birkas HaMazon? I mean, in the case of Chanukah, we weren't sure about it. And the final conclusion of the letter is Eino Mazkir. What about Rosh Chodesh? So the Gemara says, Im Timtza Lomer B'Chanukah D'Rabbanan Lo Tzarech Rosh Chodesh Do Raisa Tzarech O'Dilma Kevan D'Lo Aser B'Asiyas Milocha Lo Mazkirinan. The Gemara thinks that if we have a mentioning of Chanukah in Birkas HaMazon, even though Chanukah is the kvius of Chanukah, and fundamentally is only Darabonon, the whole entity, the whole holiday, the whole entity of Chanukah is Darabonon, and maybe that's why Rava came to the conclusion that Lo Tzarech, then maybe we should flip it around and come to the opposite conclusion in the case of Rosh Chodesh, which is Doraisa. O Dilma, shall we say no? It's not enough to talk about Rosh Chodesh as a Doraisa. You have to go into the various categories of Yomim Yuchadim, special days in the calendar, on a Doraisa level. Because if we're talking about Shabbos and Yontif, then we're talking about an Isur Asiyas Melacha, meaning Kedusha Sayom, that generates an Isur Melacha, that puts the Doraisa of Shabbos and Yontif on a special level. But Rosh Chodesh is completely bereft of Kiddush Sayom. There is no Isur Melacha, and therefore maybe it's not like Shabbos and Yontif, and therefore Yalav Yovo is not appropriate for Birkas HaMazon. This despite the fact that in Tefillah we do recite Yalav Yovo on Rosh Chodesh, even though Rosh Chodesh doesn't have Kiddush Sayom. But that's as far as Tefillah is concerned. Now the Gemara is wavering as far as Birkas HaMazon. Now do keep in mind that the Gemara Megillah says, Ein Osim Melacha B'Rosh Chodesh, but that's only a minog. And the minog itself seems to be a minog amongst the women folk. Although Tosis, if you take a look, Dibur Maschil O, seems to assume that even men might have the minug of abstaining from halacha on Rosh Chodesh, but it seems from the Yerushalmi and Tainis that the minig is a minig noshim to abstain from halacha on Rosh Chodesh, and it sounds like it's only women and not men. But certainly, it's clear on a Doraisa level that Mikra Din, there's no Issa Malacha on Rosh Chodesh, and maybe as far as Yalav V'Yovim and benching is concerned, we would need a level similar to Shabbos Ritzei or Yontif's Ritzei or Yalav V'Yovim, which is an Issa Malacha and a Kiddush Sayom. Rav Omar Mazkir, Rav Chanina Omar Eno Mazkir. That's very interesting because in a Machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Chanina, it seems, at least that's what we'll find in the Or Zeruah, that Rabbi Chanina is considered Gadol Mirav. Now I'm not exactly sure what the what generates that halacha that Rabbi Chanina against Rav we pass like Rabbi Chanina. And the Gemara is going to switch it around here. This is going to be the exception to that we paskin like Rav, and we do say Yal V'Yovo on Rosh Chodesh and benching. Omer Rav Zrika Nekot Rav, De Rav B'Yodcho, we'll paskin like Rav here, and we'll require Yal V'Yovo and benching on Rosh Chodesh. De Koi Rav Oshia Kavasei, because Rav Oshia agrees with him. So if it's Rav Oshia plus Rav against Rabbi Chanina, we're going to paskin like Rav, because of the support he has from Rav Oshia. Now, where did Rav Oshia say this? The Tani we learned from Rav Oshia. These are the rules that govern Kiddush Alakos and mentioning the Moadim in Tefillah and in Birkas Amos Yomim Sheyesh Ben Karban Musaf. In other words, we're not emphasizing the Isra Malacha, but rather we're substituting Karban Musaf. The Kiddush Sayom of Musaf is sufficient. Kigom Rosh Chodesh V'chol Shel Moed. Of course, Malach on Chol Shomoid is Machlokas Rishonim also, but certainly everybody knows, everybody agrees, it's in the Torah itself that there's a Korban Musaf on Chol Shomoid. Is therefore Arvis Shachris Mincha Mispal Shmon Esrei Brochos, the Omer Mein Amaora, which is Yalav V'Yovo, Be'avoda in Ritzei. The Imlo Omar Machzirinoso. Now that's interesting. Machzirin also means he's going to have to daven again if he omits Yalav V'Yovo. And I'm not sure if that always applies in the case of Rosh Chodesh. It might be a difference between Ma'ariv and the rest of the tefillos. But in any event, the Imlo Omar Machzirin also, the Ein Bem Kiddush Alakos, the Yesh Bem Azkar BeBirkas HaMazon. So on the list of all the days that generate a Hazkar of Yalav V'Yovo in benching, we have all the days that have a Korban Musaf, including Rosh Chodesh. So obviously, Rav Oshia agrees with Rav that on Rosh Chodesh, we do in fact add Yalav V'Yovo to benching. And the reason for that is because of the Kiddush Sayom of Korban Musaf. Now, just one point over here. Tefillas Musaf itself, which only has Sheva Brachos, is not on this list. I'm not sure what that means. Does that mean, you know what it means? I would say it means the following, that Musaf itself doesn't require Yalav V'Yovo because the entire Tefillah is about the Yontif. It doesn't need a specialized Kara. Rabbi Oshia continues, just on the way, let's mention that the Azkara of Yalav V'Yovo, although it doesn't say it explicitly, but it is, in a sense, asking Rachmim and Yerushalayim on Hachzaras HaVoda, and therefore it is appropriate for the Birkas HaVoda in Tefillah. In the case of Musaf, maybe we don't need to ask a special bakosha for Azkaras Yerushalayim or bakoshas Rachmim al Yerushalayim, because that's the whole essence of the tefillah. Yomim she'ein bohem korban Musaf kigon sheni v'chamishi v'tainios u'mamados. So the Gemara now is going to take a little bit of a break here and talk about the halacha of Tainios. Tainios has a special tefillah which is added in Tainis, which is on Nenu. And this is a day, Tainis is a day where there is no Karban Musaf, quite clearly. And the Gemara says the following, Sheni v'chamishi maya v'detayu. Notice, what does this have to do with Haskara? That's why we're mentioning these days as separate days. And the Gemara says, Ella v'sheni v'chamishi v'sheni shel tainios. So we're not talking about a regular, you know, Monday or Thursday. We're talking about a Monday and Thursday that they were kovei as a tainis for the, you know, in a drought year when there's not enough rain. And the Gemara says in Masechta Tainis Daf Yud that they would go there three tainios, sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. Ella b'sheni v'chamishi sheni v'tainios u'b'ma'amados, on the days of tainios of ma'amados, which is in the parasha of Tamid, it says in Bamidbar Chav Ches Tzavas b'nei Yisrael ma'ataleim es karboni lachmi lishai tishmeru la'akriv li b'mo'ado. And the Chazal derive from the words tishmeru, it says in the pasuk tishmeru la'akriv li b'mo'ado, from that word tishmeru, that the Bala Korban has to be omed on his Korban. And now, in the case of Korban Tamid, since the Korban Tamid comes from the money of all of Klal Yisrael, it's a Korban Tzibur, they all have to theoretically stand over the Korban. And the Nevi'im already made a takana of 24 Mishmaros of Yisraelim that they should come and serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Each group, each one of these Mishmaros should get a week and then another week as we divide up the year in half, and they would stand on the Korban Tamid as shluchim, as the agents, the representatives of Klal Yisrael. And the other people in the Mamad, although not all of the Anshei Mamad would come to Yerushalayim, the other Anshei Mamad would gather together in the cities and they would be mispalel on the Korban of their brothers, that it should be accepted beratzon, and they would fast on Sheni, Shlishi, Reviva, Chamishi. They would read the Torah, Maisa Brachos. This is all explained and spelled out in the Gemara in Tainis on Daf Chavav. So then, on these Mamados, on these days of fasting, then Arvis v'Shachas u'Mincha Mispal Shmona Esrei v'Yomer Meina Ma'ora b'Birchas Shomer Tefila. So in Shomer Tefila, they would add on Nenu on these fast days. But it's not critical to the Shmon Esrei. If they omit it, they don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei, because this halacha is not Doraisa. It's not like the Moadim that we spoke about before. Now, on Leil Tainis, they could eat, and Motzi Tainis they could eat, is Ein Be Maskor B'Birkas HaMazon. We don't add on Nenu in Birkas HaMazon. But anyway, we see clearly from Rav Oshia that he holds like Rav, just to summarize, that we add a mention of Yalav Yov of Rosh Chodesh in Birkas HaMazon, and that's how we have to paskin Lehalacha. And that indeed is the way we paskin Or Chaim Simon Tov Chof Dalid. But Im Shachach Eino Chose. Yibailu, the Gemara has a suffix, Ma'ola Haskir Shal Chanukah B'Musafim. Should we mention Chanukah on Shabbos of Chanukah or Rosh Chodesh of Chanukah? There could be two Shabbosim of Chanukah. There's certainly going to be at least one Rosh Chodesh of Chanukah. And should we mention Al-Anisim in Musaf? What's the suffix? Came into Les Bay Musaf B'Didei. The purpose of the Musaf, what generates the Chiyuv of Musaf, is not Chanukah. Chanukah itself would. And in fact, not, you know, 90% of Chanukah does not have Musaf. Is there for Lomaz Karina? It would be totally out of place to mention Chanukah in Musaf. Or Dilma, shall we say, no, Yom Hu Shechayv Bi'Arba Tefilos. Every day of Chanukah requires a mention in Tefillah of Allah Nisim. And if it happens to be that on a particular day of Chanukah there are four Tefillos instead of three Tefillos, then that fourth tefillah, like the other three tefillos, it's not inferior to the other three tefillos, and it requires an askar of Chanukah. is Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, the Amri Chavaya, they both agree, Eino Mazkir, there's no mention of Alanisim in Chanukah in Musaf. Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan both agree, the Amri Chavaya Mazkir, that we should add Yalav Yovo to Musaf. Omer Abai le Rav Yosef, Abai turns to Rav Yosef. And again, Abai and Rav Yosef are not in this machlokas, their names are not mentioned, but they are trying to analyze this machlokas. And Abai says to Rav Yosef, Had Rav Huna Rav Yehuda, that first shita that we don't mention Chanukah and Musaf, because Chanukah has no Chiv Musaf, the Rav is really following in the footsteps of Rav. The Yom Rav Gidol Amar Rav, Rosh Chodesh Achalios B'Shabbos. Now let's keep in mind that on Shabbos there's Haftorah, but on Rosh Chodesh there's no Haftorah. And now in an overlap of Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, what do we do as far as Haftorah is concerned? Obviously we're going to recite the Haftorah because it's Shabbos, but what about the brachos that mention Shabbos? That's the brachos that follow the Haftorah. So Rav says, Hamaftir b'novi b'Shabbos, in this situation of an overlap in Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, in the last bracha following the Haftorah, we mention Shabbos, but we do not mention Rosh Chodesh. Shel Moli Shabbos ain Novi Rosh Chodesh. In other words, there would be no Kriyas HaNeviim, no Maftir on Rosh Chodesh in and of itself. It happens to be, by chance, that this day of Rosh Chodesh overlaps with Shabbos, and we recite the Haftorah from the Navi because it's Shabbos. We're not going to mention Rosh Chodesh because the Navi and the Haftorah has nothing to do with Rosh Chodesh. And by virtue of this analogy, Abai thinks that as far as Chanukah is concerned, Musaf is not a day, is not a tefillah that's appropriate for Chanukah. It just happens to be that it's Shabbos or it's Rosh Chodesh and we daven Musaf, and it happens to also be Chanukah. But Chanukah doesn't generate a tefillah Musaf, and therefore to mention Chanukah and Musaf would be totally out of place. And the Gemara now is going to reject this analogy of Abaye. Mi dami. Hasam. There's no similarity. In the case of Rav, Novi b'derosh Chodesh like a klal, there is no such entity or enterprise as reciting Haftorah on Rosh Chodesh. It just doesn't exist. But Hocha, here in Chanukah, you're not going to tell me that Al Nisim, that's current feel of Chanukah, doesn't exist. Isay. It does apply to tefillah, albeit in the cases of Arvis, Shachris, and Mincha, that's unquestionable. And therefore, once you've established that mentioning Chanukah in tefillah is appropriate, is required, so you have to say Al Nisim in Arvis, Shachris, and Mincha, then any tefillah on Chanukah requires a mention of Chanukah. There's no reason why we should exclude Musaf. You'll ask me about Rosh Chodesh. Rav says we omit mention of Rosh Chodesh in Birchas Haftorah. That's because the Haftorah has nothing to do with Rosh Chodesh. In fact, it's totally foreign to Rosh Chodesh. There is never a Kriyas Neviim of Haftorah on Rosh Chodesh. It just don't exist. Masha Enken, in the case of Al Nisim and Tefillah on Chanukah, as a general rule, three times a day, we will insert Al Nisim in tefillah for all the days of Chanukah, all 8 days. Now you have Musaf, well, we have a fourth tefillah, and it makes sense that the tefillah which is being recited on Chanukah, if you want to put it this way, it's another opportunity to mention Chanukah and be mefarsim the nest of Chanukah and thank Hashem for Chanukah. In tefillah we have a bracha of Hodah, right? Modim anach loch, we're thanking Hashem. We should thank Hashem for the Nisim of Chanukah as well. And that's not irrelevant to Musaf. Again, Musaf is not a tefillah that's generated by Chanukah, but it's a tefillah on Chanukah, and that should be enough. Ella, but the Gemara says, if you want to find some analogy, then quote a different halach of Rav. And that would be perhaps similar to Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda about Chanukah and Musaf. Ella ha'damya. The Omer Rav Ach Devoy, Omer Rav Maton, Omer Rav Yontov Shechalios B'Shabbos. If there's an overlap of Yontov and Shabbos, Hamaftir B'Novi B'Mincha B'Shabbos Eino Tzorch LaHazkir Shal Yontov Shal Moli Shabbos Ein Novi B'Mincha B'Yontov. Now, back in the day, we don't know of it today, and we'll try to figure out at what point in history this minhag changed, but the old minhag was, up until some point, that they recited maftir from a Navi, not only in Shacharis, but also in Minchon Shabbos. Every Shabbos had a double maftir. There was a maftir reading from a Navi in Shacharis, and another one, Mincha time. And they read 10 psukim from the Navi. Now all this changed when the Parsiim, that was the Golas of Paras, they made a gzera against this, that we should not be reading from the Navi Mincha time. And that they were successful in causing a bitul, they undermined this takana. Now after the gzera of the Parsiim terminated, they didn't go back to the old minhag. And this is what Rashi here, Divrei Maaseh HaMaftir, quotes in the name of the Tshuvas HaGaon. And Tosfos Divrei Maaseh Shel Mole has a kasha because of a Gemara Megillah on Daf Chaf Aleph that says, Ein Navi B'mincha. And it means, Ein Navi B'mincha, that they didn't recite from the Neviim B'mincha, but they did recite from the Ksuvim B'mincha. And that's going to be clarified in a Gemara here in Masechta Shabbos later on Kuf Tes Zayin. That was the minhag in Narda. But be that as it may, what do we see from Rav? Rav says that the entity of Maftir B'Novi in Mincha is only a Shabbos entity. It does not have a parallel in Yontif. And therefore, if there's an overlap between Shabbos and Yontif, we will not mention Yontif in the Bracha of the Haftorah Mincha time. And this is exactly equivalent, it's parallel to Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Because in Yontif there is a Navi in Shacharis, so it's not like the entity of reading from a Navi is totally foreign to Yontif. And yet, although there is Maftir on Yontif Shacharis time, since there's no... Well, Yontif doesn't generate a Maftir Mincha time, and the reason why we're reading the Maftir Mincha time is only because it happens to be Shabbos, but there's no connection to Yontif. Yontif doesn't generate a Maftir Mincha time, so we don't mention Yontif at all. Because again, the Kriyas HaNavi comes because of Shabbos and not because of Yontif. And the Nimshal here, the parallel, would be the case of Chanukah in Musaf, since although Chanukah does have other tefillos in which we mention Al HaNisim, we mention Chanukah, but Musaf is not at all related to Chanukah, and therefore we should not mention Al HaNisim in the Musaf service. And now we turn to Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis. V'les Hilchos HaKachol HaYishmatita, but we don't paskin like any of these statements in the Gemara, the statement of Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, the statement of Rav Gidol, the statement of Rav Achdavoy, all these statements that we don't mention the Moed in Tefillah and in Brachos, because the Moed is not Chayev on those in those Brachos. That all that is left out. La Locha Ella, but rather La Locha, we paskin like Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Ki hadi Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi Yom HaKippurim Shechalios B'Shabbos. We have an overlap now of Yom Kippur and Shabbos. Hamis Palel Tfilas Ne'ila Tzorach LaHazkir Shel Shabbos. And even though Shabbos doesn't generate Tfilas Ne'ila, Shabbos will never generate a Tfilas Ne'ila, but nevertheless it becomes a Yom Shunischayev B'Arba Tfilos. It happens to be that on this particular Shabbos, insofar as it's Yontif, as it's Yom Kippur, we pray four tefillos, the extra tefillah of Ne'ilah. And once we add this fourth tefillah of Ne'ilah, then it has the same status as all the other tefillos as far as Hazkar Shabbos is concerned. And therefore, by process of analogy, we're going to say the same thing with regard to Musaf of Shabbos, or Musaf of Rosh Chodesh on Chanukah. That since it's a fourth tefillah, the tefillahs Musaf is added, and in the other tefillahs we mention Chanukah, we're going to mention Chanukah in the extra tefillah as well. And this will have an impact, la'alacha, on the discussion that we had in the name of Rav about Rosh Chodesh Shechalios B'Shabbos in the Haftorah of the Shabbos, which is not at all related to Rosh Chodesh. We will still mention Rosh Chodesh in that final bracha. and it'll have bearing on Rav Achtavoy, because in the case of Yontif Shechalius B'Shabbos, and we're talking about Maftar B'Mincha, even though Yontif doesn't have the entity of being Maftar B'Mincha, we'll mention Yontif as well, and not just Shabbos. The Gemara now has a Kasha, Hilchasa. We have a stira between two Piskei Halachos, Amrit Hilchasa K'Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that we mention Shabbos in Ne'ilah on Yom Kippurim. On the other hand, v'kaimalon hilchasaka rava, we have a psak that we accept rava, the omer rava, yontif shechalios b'shabbos. If there's an overlap of yontif and shabbos, shaliach tzibur hayored lifnei ateva b'arvis. So in other words, he's davening what we call magen avos, otherwise known as tefila birchas me'ein sheva, after the tefila b'lachash, is eno tzarch lahaskir shal yontif. He doesn't mention Yontif, he only mentions Shabbos. And the question is, why does the Shatz mention Shabbos and not Yontif? After all, it is Yontif. We're talking about a day in which there's an overlap of Yontif and Shabbos. And Eino Tzorech Lazkir Shel Yontif. In this bracha of Magen Avos, he doesn't mention Yontif. Shel Moli Shabbos. Ein Shliach Tzibur Yored Lispalel birchas main sheva betfilas arvus yontif, because yontif doesn't generate a bracha main sheva. We don't have bracha main sheva as like a quasi chazor sashatz on yontif, and therefore we don't mention yontif. So we see that on a tefillah Shabbos, which as far as yontif is concerned, we wouldn't daven that tefillah, we don't mention yontif. Whereas according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that we just saw, and we accepted him, if the Yom itself is Mechayev Tefillah because of Shabbos, then we mention Yontif. So we have two Piskei Dinim that are mutually exclusive. Hachi asks, the Gemara answers the following, that we don't have to see here a stira between Rava and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. There's no contradiction. Why? Hasam, in the case of Bracha Main Sheva of Magen Avos on Yontif Shechalios B'Shabbos B'dinu, really Mikra Adin, Afilu B'Shabbos, Nami Lo Tzarch. The Shliach Tzibur would not have to have a Chazor Sashatz in Arvis. We never have Chazor Sashatz for Arvis, let's say during the weekday. Why did the Rabbanim make this takona that on Shabbos we should have a Chazor Sashatz in Ma'ariv? And the answer is Rabbanu de Tekune Mishum Sakona. There are those who came late to daven on Friday night. We don't want to leave them alone in the Beis HaKnesset, so we try to sort of delay the end of services. So we extend it by adding this quasi Chazor Sashatz, so that they shouldn't be alone. You know, we're afraid of Mazikin and all sorts of different dangers. We should all go out of the shul together at the same time. So since this tefillah is not really a chovas hayom mikra din, we don't have to mention yontif at all. Aval hacha, when it comes to tefillahs mincha on Yom Kippur is mechayv mikra din, that extra tefillah of ne'ilah is yom u'shenischayv b'arba tefillahs. The day itself generates four tefillahs, and therefore all tefillahs should be equal, and we should mention Shabbos as we do in the other three tefillahs. Going back to our Mishnah, the Mishnah says velo bi'alya, amongst on the list of disqualified oils we have that we don't use for Ner Shabbos, we have alya, and then it says velo b'chelev, we don't use chelev. Then it says nochem amadi madlikim b'chelev mevushal, that if we cook the chelev, then we're allowed to use it. And then chachomo mirech mevushalach v'shere mevushal ein madlikim bo. So in effect, we started with the statement of lo b'chelev, which implies all chelev, stoma chelev, doesn't matter whether it's mevushal or not. We end with the same statement, the same position in the name of the Chachamim, wedged between the opening of this section of the Mishnah and the end is Nochem Amadi, who says that there's a distinction and we can be matir chelev mevushal, which is called chelev mehutach. Now, the Gemara is going to immediately ask, Chachomim hainu Tanakama. What's the difference between the Chachomim and the Tanakama, the unmentioned anonymous Tana at the beginning, excludes velo b'chelev stam, implying that even if it's mevushal. So why do we need the Mishnah to repeat v'chachamim omrim echad mevushal ein madlikimo, etc.? Ika beinai, the Gemara says, is an afkemina between the first Tana and Chacham at the end, as far as the din of Rav Bruna Amar Rav. And now we're talking about mixing Shemen Kosher in a Taroves together with Chelev Mevushal, or Chelev Mehutach, as it's called. And according to this statement of Rav Bruna in the name of Rav, you're allowed to use Chelev if it's already cooked, once you add some shemen to it. And that's going to be the nafkamina between the Tanakama and the Chachamim. Would we accept Rav's Kula or would we not? Veloma sign, but we don't know who holds what over here. There are two possibilities. We don't know which Shita is the Tanakama Shita, which is the Chachamim, which one accepted the Kula in the name of Rav, and which one did not accept the Kula, and was Machmir and Asud Hadlaka even with a mixture of Shemen Kosher. So we can interpret the Mishnah in two ways. One way of interpreting the Mishnah is that Nacham Hamadi, he's matir to be madlik b'chelev mevushal, even without a tarovus Hashem and kosher. And now the Tanakama and the Chachamim disagree with him. And one way of learning it is that the Tanakama, who is so same, and said lo b'chelev, he asers hadloka b'chelev absolutely, with no exception, even with a mixture of shemen kosher. The Chachamim say in madlikim bo beinim hu mevushal beinim einim mevushal, meaning dafka if you're using unadulterated or unmixed shemen chelev, and the chelev is bifnei atzmo, it's alone. But if the chelev mevushal has a mixture of shemen kosher, then that would be allowed. So then it comes out the Chachamim accepted the kula of Rav Bruna Amar Rav in the case of chelev mehutach, mixed with shemen kosher. The other way of learning is, no, the Tanakama was so same. He said you're not allowed to use chelev for Ner Shabbos, even if it's mevushal, but that's only because you're using it bifnei atzmo. But if he mixes it with shemen kosher, then it would be mut, and the Chachamim are giving an absolute ease, so they reject the kula of Rav, and even in the case of a tarovus of shemen kosher, nevertheless, chelev mevushal, even mevushal, is possible, is excluded, it's asur for Ner Shabbos. Now, we presented this sugya based on Rashi, who identifies two substances as being equal, even though the words that describe them are different. There's chelev mevushal and there's chelev mehutach, and it's all the same. However, the Ramban and many other Rishonim differentiate between chelev mehutach and chelev mevushal, whereas chelev mehutach means humas velo chazer v'nikrash. In other words, it's in a state of liquidity, whereas chelev mevushal means that after they cooked it, it went back to congealed, to its congealed state. And the Rabban says that the way we should interpret this Gemara is that in the case of chelev mevushal, it returned to its original state of nikrash, of being concealed, then there's no difference between the Chacham and the Tanakam, and everybody agrees that you cannot use chelev mevushal even if you were to mix shemen kosher. And that's against Nacham Hamadi, who is matir to be madlik with chelev mevushal even without shemen, a tarovus of shemen kosher. Now, in the case of chelev mehutach, which is still in this liquid state, and he mixed shemen kosher, that's going to be the machlokes of Loma Saimi. We don't know who holds what, but according to one daya, having mixed shemen kosher with shemen mehutach, you would be allowed to be madlik po. And another opinion says, no, you're not allowed to be madlik po, and it has the same status as chelev mevushal. And this leads us to the Mishnah of Ein Madlikim v'Shemen Tzreifin B'Yontif, here on Daf Chav Dalid, Amid Beis, and Yirtzeh Hashem. That'll be the sugya for tomorrow.